photograph, and I've already talked about the bush, grizzly bear skin is wrapped around this bush, and we're facing west, so the bear head is evidently facing south. The bear head is facing south, and then the people are standing behind the singers, and the singers are situated in a semicircle. And there's quite a bit of, there's a lot of singers. And there is a fire on the right side of the semicircle of singers. And there is a man kneeling, and he has a blanket wrapped around his waist, which was the practice of the old people. They always had a blanket, and they always wrapped it around their waist, and they kind of held it. They tucked it in, and it was not really tied on. It was just tucked in, and I was always amazed how those blankets always held on, no matter what they did. My grandfather used to do that and chop wood, so that was the practice of the old men in those days. They were never without a blanket.
Which person in the photo are you talking about?
There's a man kneeling, and he's got his head over us, which is definitely a fire. I can see smoke coming up.
Okay, you call that, I believe, the right side of the picture. It's actually the left side.
Yeah, the left side of the picture, but the right to the singers. It's to the right to the singers in a photograph. And there is a man holding him by his hair, and he's also kneeling in front of him. So he's evidently went through his manifestation, and now they've burned his incense, and they're trying to bring him back from this ordeal, this experience.
Did the man on his hands and knees go into a trance or some state of altered consciousness, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, evidently that's what happened. So there's also a man standing right behind him, and he's making sure that he doesn't break free and get away, I suppose. That's probably one of the four people that are who have this duty to make to get a hold of these people that go through this experience, and then bring them back and to the fire, take them to the fire.
Grant, the bush that is wrapped with the bearskins does seem to have a kind of a head that's more or less horizontal, which is facing to the right. You commented about that. Does that represent that whole bush as it's wrapped in the bearskin, represent a grizzly bear, a spirit bear?
Yeah, this is an important part of the ceremony. They have to paint the bear a certain way, and when they do this, and then they sing certain songs. Peter gave me a recording one time of Herbert Blaine singing a bear dance, and there are no words to this song. It's just syllables. The words are syllables, which are meaningless, and then at the end of the song they make a noise like a grizzly bear, and it's kind of terrifying. In fact, when he was singing this song, I think somebody almost jumped out of his skin, because after the recording everybody started laughing. So Peter has a recording of a beer dance song, and also have it one in my possession. Like I say, I've never been to a grizzly bear dance, so I don't know any songs except for this one that was recorded.
Grant, here's another photo. It looks like some crows or other Indians dancing, male dancers. I believe it says in printing, the Gift Dance Crow, copyright 1900 by Reinhardt, Omaha, number 1778. Could you comment about this photo, please?
Yeah. This photograph is also in a prior gap, and we're facing east. We're looking directly at the westernmost end of the Castle Rocks, or the place, or the fasting place, or the place of many fasts. And all the dancers seem to be lined up, so they were probably having an honor song, and whoever owned the honor song is having a giveaway, and all the dancers are joining in at this time. There's probably the man in the war bonnet. This is the one that is having the giveaway. These are all the dancers. There's a certain point when the owner of the song, when he sings a song, he usually goes first, and then his immediate family joins him, and then after a certain time, everybody else joins him. And that this looks like this what's happening at this point.
And the person you're talking about in the war bonnet is the one that has the white feathers with the dark tips on them, who is in sort of profile view.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Right in the middle of the photograph. It's right in the middle of the photograph between two dancers.
You notice it seems to be some arbors in the background there, some shade arbors maybe?
Yes. Yeah. They probably build arbor for the spectators. And this probably was in the 1890s, because the dancers are still do not have a lot of beadwork. They are stripped down to their breech clouts, and they have tail feathers. Some of them have tail feathers and some don't. And these are hot dance singers, because they have this a talisman that the hot dancers use, and it's a strip of leather about the size and shape of a belt, and they have conches all the way down, and then at the end, the tail end of this talisman, they tie on their own medicine talisman, whatever it is. They tie, and I see several of them on these dancers. Some of them have war bonnets on. So I don't see too much beadwork, so it's probably in the 1890s.
Notice the trees on the hills there below the Castle Rocks. Do you remember how this compares to the scene that you would see in the same place today, as to the amount of vegetation and number of trees?
There are more trees today. about where the Castle Rock starts, there are more trees in that area, but it still looks about the same here at the foothills. The trees haven't grown that much in the foothills, but in the middle and towards the Castle Rocks, there are more trees today.
You grew up only about 3 miles from there, as I recall, is that right?
Yes. Our homestead, homesteaded by birds all over the ground in the 1890s, in 1890 actually, and lived there until 1921 when he died, and then my grandfather lived there until 1938 when he passed away, and then it was leased out to a white rancher until about 1946 when my dad moved back. So I've lived there since 1946.
When you mentioned your grandfather this time, you meant your paternal grandfather, right?
Yes, that's right. His name is Simon Bulltail.
Do you have any recollection as to whether or not the trees on this hill were logged off at any time?
No, there were a lot of fires, like in the 1880s and 1890s. I read the diary of a man named, I can't think of his name, but he was a rancher near Meteetse, Wyoming. And his diary is in the possession of a man named Bob Edgar. And when I read the diary, it said, in about 1888, there was a huge fire in the Prairie Mountains, the east end of the Prairie Mountains. And he said again in 1891, I think, there was a big fire. He said most of the Prairie Mountains had been burning all summer.
Grant, the third photograph here, says Squaw Medicine Dance Crow, and this is number 1773, if I'm reading it correctly. It's a little dim. This is also copyright 1900 by F.A. Reinhardt of Omaha. Could you comment about this photo, please?
Well, this photograph looks like an adoption ceremony in Tobago. Tobago religion of the Crow Indians, and we're on the east side of Prior Creek, and we're looking towards where the railroad tunnel now exists. We're looking, in fact, the railroad tunnel should be just off to the picture, if it was there at that time, to the left side of the photograph. But we're looking at that area where the railroad tunnel is now. And there are two adoption sites there. I can see an adoption site right by a huge tent on the left side of the building. And I can see some trees, which is probably Prior Creek. And that area, there is a house there at where the photograph is right now. There is a house and some barns and some corral. And Zero Plain Bull and his family lived there at this time.
Which Plain Bull?
Zero.
Would you spell it, please?
C-Y-R-I-L. And at one point, there used to be a sheep pen there that was there until about 1957, and it was the Snyders had a sheep pen there, and it was a nicely constructed fence, a corral there, but I don't see that corral there, so it was probably constructed after this photograph was taken.
This photo is the one that has a great big teepee and kind of a quadrant or something over there on the right side of the photo?
Yes, they're, the singers are, to the left of, from about the middle of the photograph to the left side. And then after that come the men who are there without drums. And I can see a man with a pipe who is just behind the singers. So that's probably the lighter of the pipe in the ceremony. And then in front of the singers, the men with the drums, there are some women. And they have on, they have something on their head, which is the normal practice in an adoption ceremony. I'm looking for somebody with a tobacco bundle on their back, but I don't see any of them with a tobacco bundle on their back. But they're kind of facing us, kind of like an angle, so I can't really tell. They have a bundle. But I see, just to the extreme right of the photograph, I see somebody in a white buckskin dress, so that must be the person that they were adopting, the lady. And evidently, if there was a man, I can see the head of the horse on the extreme left. Maybe if there was a man in the adoption, he was probably riding the horse. But this is an adoption ceremony, and it's... the way that the people in the ceremony are situated, it seems like they're kind of angling off behind the adoption TB, and maybe they were angling around and maybe going in front, which is not the usual practice. They usually go straight to the TB. But maybe there is another adoption ceremony to the right, which is not in the photograph. I'm not sure. This evidently is a tobacco adoption ceremony.
And it's probably right there close to the northeast end of Prayer Gap 2, right?
Yes. It's just opposite. We're looking right at the railroad tunnel there, which is...
What direction are we looking?
We're facing west. We're on the east side of Prayer Creek. Evidently, this is a huge encampment. I can see a lot of teepees and tents on the west side of the creek, and then there's a huge tent, which is probably where they held the dance, and then I see some wagons, and I see some riders in the foreground, probably some kids on their horses.
Okay, thank you, Grant.